Whoa. They have energy in Newfoundland. That's right. That was Express. E-X-P-R-E-S-S. Song Mystery from their album Itchy to Move, 2021. Music from St. John's, Newfoundland. And where is my fantastic, lovely fiddle background music? There it is. Ooh, found it. Mm-hmm. This is the Sizzle Sisters, by the way, my self-titled album, which just makes everything I say sound slightly more upbeat and more fun. Yeah, so, we heard before Express and that quick under 2 minute piece of music. We heard from Property, also from St. John's, Newfoundland. By the way, yes, not a coincidence, we are doing an entire hour now of Newfoundlander music. And yeah, now we're rolling through a lot of the new bands and the things happening over there. Yes, Property, a three-piece, and their new album Think Electric. We heard the song In Gloom. So yeah, post-punk or something in that variety. And the set began with the Powell, the project of Aaron Powell, Fog Lake it's called, and his new album Tragedy Reel. The song Jitterbug. So yeah, very popular. Got like a million followers on Spotify or something. I'd never heard of it. Newfoundland might as well be Ireland as far as I'm concerned. I think they have their own world over there of music. And yeah, very distinct and just kind of evolved on their own. Not that that has anything to do with new indie rock happening over there. The history of Newfoundland. But yeah, maybe it does. So far, far away. Closer to Europe than it is to the west coast of Canada. I think that's a geographical fact. Yes, so that was some cool new rockin' stuff. And next we're going to hear perhaps my favorite band in this whole special of Newfoundland music. They are called Kuba Sonics. K-U-B-A Sonics. That's one word. And they're from St. John's as well. They describe themselves as arguably Newfoundland's finest Ukrainian band. That's right, an award-winning group combining top-flight musicianship, spiced with quirky humor, a dizzying array of exotic traditional instruments, and an eclectic high-energy stage show. Played across Canada, Eastern Europe, and the Caribbean, released 6 albums, and yeah, they have accordion, violin, guitar, bass, drums, hammered dulcimer, which I love a lot, and other Ukrainian folk weirdness and vocals. So, the lyrics as well are in Ukrainian, I believe. So yeah, very authentic stuff and super fun and super timely to, rally behind the folks over there who certainly need our love. So we're going to hear from their new album. This just came out last week, March 4th, 2022, if you're listening live. We're going to hear first song from this album, Kuba Songs, brand new stuff from Kuba Sonics, St. John's arguably finest Ukrainian band. And here we go, Arcan on Wandering Rhythms.
I've got lungs. 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 I can smoke a whole joint in 3 puffs. Do you amateurs? It might seem a bit rough. You think you get out of smoke me? You think you're tough? You take one haul and then you had enough. King Crime, think I pull out more stuff. Like the Big Mac, Chronic Wolf, as I huff and huff. You escape because I hotbox your room. I'm too stoned, let me enjoy the Marley tune. Don't worry, a chronic smoke will clear soon. You might be able to see through the window at the moon. You might be able to sober up by next afternoon. Then smoke more chronic until next June. King Chronic, time for you to finish it off. While you fall to the floor and start to cough. If you get sick, do you need a wet cloth? If you don't cough, you don't get off. I've got lungs, I'm King Chronic. I'm supersonic when I smoke a bong hit. Hopefully I don't break your gazong shit. Don't worry, motherfuckers, I'm on it. I've got lungs, I'm chronic. I'm supersonic when I smoke a bong hit. Hopefully I don't forget the song shit. Don't worry, motherfuckers, I'm on it. I'm marijuana, I and lungs, I enjoy it. My eccentrics are so chronic. Don't worry, motherfuckers, the good shit. We got it, the shit. We got slaves with brainwash and tonic. So all you do is be my slaves. I control your motherfuckers, teach you how to do it.
And all afternoon with my pen, writing down lizard names. Same, same. Like at night, like, did you ever get your mind made up? So you go hand in hand walking across, like, the entire ocean. Yep. But it's easy, because the waves are made of ice and the wind is in retreat. Okay. And then I find your hands in my pocket. Yes. With a snake balled up in the shape of a flower. Like, yep. And then I think, you as bad powers, because I love you, Heather, because we live in this terrarium together, because we...
Wandering Rhythms with possibly the most eclectic set of this program. It's a hard thing to achieve. Yes, that was all music from Newfoundland. That last one, spoken word poet Tom Crosby and musician Ray Brown. And Tom Crosby's from Newfoundland, now based in Denmark. That's something just came out last year. Mount Holyrood and the track Home Super Pumped. So, yeah. There you go. Unique. Not enough spoken word weird music in the world these days, I think. As long as it's done well. It can be dicey. But yeah, that worked, I think. Before that, we heard a producer who looks like they used to go by Game Boy, making chiptune music, and now perhaps a little more mixing in samples and traditional instrumentation. That was Thomas Shea with Tonta Faoi Mochosa from the album Longun Brev, which means long story short, from St. John's. That came out last week. And we heard before that a very bizarre piece of hip-hop. Pardon the profanity, by that musician. That was King Chronic and the song I've Got Lungs. Pretty rough around the edges. But I really heard the Newfoundland accent shining through in that hip-hop, and I found that charming in its own weird way. So, yes, King Chronic featuring Mindset Trickster, new music out of also St. John's, Newfoundland. And that set began with fantastic band of St. John's as well, the Kuba Sonics playing Ukrainian folk music and updating it with lots of other sounds. That song called Arkan, which is from their very, very new album of last, came out Friday, March 4th, called Kuba Songs. That song we heard, Arkan, it's like four songs in one, basically. This ambient thing and then a bit more sounding like traditional folk music, and then went to this like crazy punk energy thing for the ending. And yeah, loved it a lot. Kuba Sonics. Yeah, sort of reminiscent to me of Orchestra Slivovica, Vancouver's very exciting Balkan party band here that was long-running in the city. So, yes. Just enough time for one last piece of music here. We're going to go back to a bit more folky Newfoundland stuff that really... I feel like some of these artists are really playing up that Irish accent. I mean, I know they have their own accent in Newfoundland that's not so different maybe than an Irish accent, but I feel like with these songs they're really going for that old timey Irish jig. But yeah, they're their own slang in Newfoundland, almost their own language. So I hope you've enjoyed this hour of the wide variety of stuff happening in Newfoundland then and now. And yeah, it's been a treat. I've enjoyed it a lot. So this is Wandering Rhythms. If you want to find other episodes of this program, including this one soon to be uploaded, please visit wanderingrhythms.com. And yes, Nick Legacy signing off for this week. We'll have a lot more live shows to come on Mondays, noon to 2 p.m. And this next band, the Dardanelles, have an album, came out 2020, called In the Spring, That's the Time, a collection of traditional Newfoundland music, old and new. Here is The Badger Drive on Wandering Rhythms, The Dardanelles. And yes, much love to humans far and wide. Good day. Goodbye.
There's one class of men in this country that seldom is mentioned in song. But now that their trade is advancing, they'll come out on top before long. They say that our sailors have danger, and likewise our warriors bold. But there's none know the life of the driver as he suffers in hardship and cold. With their pike poles and peavies and battoes and all, and they're sure to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. Billy Doherty, he is our manager, and he's a good man at the trade. And when he's around seeking drivers, he's like a train going down grade. But still he's a man that's kind-hearted, on his work you can always depend. There's never a lad that works with him that wants to go with him again. With their pike poles and peavies and battoes and all, and they're sure to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. I will tell you today, home in London, the times it is read by each man. But little they know of the driver who drove the wood off Mary Ann. For paper is made out of pulpwood, and many things more you may know. And it's long may our men live to drive it, all upon Paymeock and Tom Joe. Their pike poles and peavies and battoes and all, and they're sure to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. Drive it is just below Badger, and everything is working grand. We've a jolly good crew of pick drivers, and Ronald Kelly in command. For Ronald is boss on the river, I tell you he's a man that's alive. He drove the wood off Victoria, now he's out on the main river drive. Their pike poles and peavies and battoes and all, and they're sure to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. And now to conclude and to finish, I hope that you all will agree in wishing success to all Badger and the A&D Company. For long may they live for to flourish, and continue to chop, drive and roll. And long may the business be managed by Mr. Doherty and Mr. Cole. With their pike poles and beaties and battoes and all, and they're sure to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. With their pike poles and peavies and battoes and all, and they're sure to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. With their pike poles and peavies and bateaus and haul, and the shore to drive out in the spring, that's the time. When the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. And it's hard to get over their time.
This is Bird Note. The sight of a heron standing in a marsh, stabbing at prey in the shallows, is familiar in many places. But a few heron species shun the daylight to hunt their prey by night. One of these nocturnal specialists, the black-crowned night heron, is found across much of the U.S. It also inhabits all the continents except Australia and Antarctica. It's even found in island groups as remote as Hawaii, making the black-crowned night heron the most widespread heron on Earth. Such a far-flung range suggests highly successful adaptation. Feeding at night, black-crowned night herons are freed from competing with the more numerous day-hunting herons. They're also very opportunistic feeders. While fish are often primary prey, the herons will consume everything from earthworms to clams to eggs of nesting birds and refuse at landfills. They also have a flexibly long breeding season, which may enable them to thrive across such a broad geographic range. Since they are high on the food chain, found over much of the world, and nest in colonies, black-crowned night herons can tell us a great deal about the health or contamination of our environment. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday. Though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.